USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Brittany Griner is back in the U.S., but debate continues over the deal that got her here. Mike Pompeo, who served as Secretary of State and CIA Director in the Trump administration, was on Fox News Sunday. He said while he is glad Griner is back home, he is worried about the precedent set by her release.
There is no doubt that today, not just Vladimir Putin, but all the bad guys, the Iranians, others who hold Americans in detention, say that if you take a celebrity, the chance of getting one of your bad guys back out of American control is greater. And I think for people out there of notoriety, it is more likely they will be taken hostage today, and that is not a good policy.
Griner was swapped for Victor Boot, who was sentenced to 25 years in prison after being caught in a DEA sting in 2008 in Thailand. He was due to be released from prison in 2029. The January 6th committee is considering criminal referrals against former President Trump, his chief of staff Mark Meadows, and three others. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger stopped by ABC Sunday morning to discuss.
It's not about we're putting anybody in jail. This is all about telling the American people about what happened and leaving with them the opportunity to say democracies can have bad days, but how we come back from those bad days is how we'll be defined. And let's define ourselves very well here.
A huge winter storm could dump several feet of snow on us.
A winter storm packing powerful winds, heavy rains, and potentially several feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada shut down mountain highways, toppled trees, and triggered flood watches and avalanche warnings on Saturday from the coast of Northern California to Lake Tahoe. The powerful storm system is expected to move east over the next several days. From north of Reno to south of Yosemite National Park, they will be under a winter storm warning. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
The release of American WNBA star Brittany Griner from a Russian prison has captured headlines all over the world. And now the man who was tasked with physically bringing her home is speaking out. Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs Roger Carstens appeared on CNN Sunday morning to talk about the experience.
So as I'm shaking Brittany's hands and we're taken to the aircraft and having this great conversation, my brain's already thinking about Paul Whelan. Mm-hmm. What can we do to get him back? What's our next move? What's the strategy?
After switching parties last week, Kirsten Sinema joins Vermont's Bernie Sanders and Angus King of Maine as the third independent in the Senate. But Sinema says, like the other two, she will caucus with Democrats. Bernie Sanders says that the Democrats were none too happy with some of her positions in the Senate.
The Democrats there are not all that enthusiastic about somebody who helped sabotage some of the most important legislation that protects the interests of working families and voting rights and so forth.
Sanders discusses why she may have switched.
It really has to do with her political aspirations for the future in Arizona.
And here's the call on the Ravens radio network as J.K. Dobbins rushes 4 yards for the touchdown, giving the Ravens a 10-0 lead over Pittsburgh in the first quarter.
First and goal, Ravens from the Steelers 4. Dobbins to the right side, doubles, pumps, lunges, touchdown Ravens!
The Ravens went on to beat the Steelers 16-14. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.